This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's start here with this issue there that was reported to have happened in Musina Hospital. So the reports were that doctors had stopped working on Monday because they were concerned about their safety. We're speaking to Dr. Kateko Mnisi from Samatu to talk to us about this issue. Dr. Mnisi, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Gambler, and thank you for having us here today. Just unfortunate that we're meeting on this particular topic and circumstances.
I'm very sorry about that. Well, yes, actually, in as far as that is concerned. So what happened?
Unfortunately, we need to also remember confidentiality, so yeah. I can't say everything blow by blow. Yes. I mean, I've also taken an oath on my part. So, indeed, we can confirm that unfortunately on Saturday, one of the senior doctors that has been serving the community for years was explaining particular protocols to one of the patients, and the person accompanying the patient then did attack him. And that definitely, you know, is highly worrying because healthcare workers, we work with people and often it's the communities from which we come from. More than 80% of the population in Limpopo depends on public health institutions for health services.
Yeah.
And it is worrying that we find ourselves at a conjuncture or at a point where we are afraid for our health, I mean, for our safety and security in the places of work that we have. You know, even when we speak about areas such as Gaza, as much we've been open that we condemn any attacks on any health institutions, even during war. And even throughout the country, there's been multiple incidences that have been happening throughout the year, even throughout the years that have been increasingly happening, where healthcare workers' safety has been put at bay or at danger. And I think, for example, in the Free State earlier this year, there was a doctor who was stabbed. And, you know, all these incidences become very worrying when you think about going to work and the community you serve, you feel threatened in some kind of way. And the reality is, us as healthcare workers must also treat our patients with care and dignity.
Yes,
and in the same way as those providing healthcare, we should also receive care and dignity so we can provide the services as best as we can with the resources we have, because quality healthcare is not a privilege that should be in a corner for a certain population. It's something that should be a basic human right for everybody. And for us, Samatu, we've said we're here to empower doctors within the nation, throughout the country, so that they're able to give quality healthcare services to all. So when we're finding ourselves in this conundrum where safety and security is a problem, how do we deal with this? We already call on authorities, not just on a district level, a hospital level, or on a provincial level, but throughout the country. Let's really focus on safety and security in public institutions, such as healthcare, and also even education, just to add on further.
Yeah, so we're speaking to Dr. Kateko Mnisi from Samatu. So Dr. Mnisi, what sparked this incident?
As I said, we need to also take care of confidentiality, so I can't speak everything in depth.
Yeah.
But there was a patient getting assistance from a doctor who was who was explaining particular procedures.
Yes.
So I think for me as well, it's also important that I also speak about particular procedures and protocols that happen in the hospital. Otherwise, it would be incorrect for me to bring up.
But just on the incident.
Information.
Just so I understand this incident. So the doctor was explaining procedures and protocols. Yes.
Yes. So I'm also saying I'd also like to explain the protocols to our listeners. So everybody knows how those things work.
No, that's fine. I get you there. But I want to understand when the doctor was explaining this and then the assailant got upset, what happened?
And then the assailant or who was accompanying the patient who has been assisted, I'm not sure if it was a fit of anger or what in particular sparked it, then attacked the doctor. So that's what I'm saying. I can't speak in depth. I wasn't there. It's also from secondhand, which I understand the story.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But that at least gives us a bit of light. So yesterday, the doctors were not working, as I understand it.
I cannot confirm that or not, but I can confirm that doctors are currently really worried for their safety, as it's not the first incident that's happening where their safety has been put at danger. And they would like to be reassured that indeed their safety is taken care of and their security. That's why I was putting a call, as not me as an individual but as Samatu as a whole, that we really are calling for safety and security at all public healthcare institutions.
Yes.
For the healthcare workers, but also for the patients and those using those particular areas as well.
Okay. So after that,
because we cannot have a symbiotic relationship which is not safe for all those are.
After that incident, were you able, as whether Samato as doctors in that particular hospital, able to speak to the department and hear what they are saying about what happened?
From my understanding, the doctors, they have engaged with the health authorities. But as for what the outcome is, I'm not sure yet, as they were still engaging.
Okay.
So I cannot speak further on that. And I would rather refer you to the department itself to be able to speak further on that.
Okay. No, I get that. All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Mnisi. Appreciate your time.
Yes, Ngamla. But yet again, I would also ask or call humbly for you to also allow for us in future to perhaps address the audience and your listeners on particular protocols in the hospitals and any other health-related topics they'd like to hear about.
Yeah.
Because we are also here to educate our communities for quality healthcare for all.
Yeah, we'll have an opportunity and we'll do that.
Is important.
Okay.
Thank you
we'll
so
have
very
an opportunity.
Much.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Neil Shkwamban from the Department of Health also to speak to us about what happened there, but also how the department has addressed the matter. Mr. Shkwamban, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, Ngamula, and good evening to all the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. So we understand there was an incident in the Musina Hospital, and the reports are suggesting that a doctor was assaulted by someone accompanying a patient. What has happened from the information you've gathered as the department?
Yes, certainly. Basically, that's what we have actually been able to gather, to say there was a person who came with a patient into the facility. Mm. As it is a malpractice, by the way, that the next of kin or somebody closer to a person would accompany their loved ones when they come to the hospital, either for emergency or for any other case. Understanding also that a hospital is a free access area, which is mostly, though it's a secure space, but it's a space where you ordinarily do not anticipate people to be coming there to fight. So apparently, when the doctor was busy assisting the patient, the person who was accompanying the patient somehow got frustrated from only him know how. Because, you see, another issue that we want to put across always is that no matter how people feel they know, they should allow healthcare workers to do their work to the latter in their own spaces, although they've got a right to know and understand what is happening. Mm. But sometimes you'd find that people would come into that space and would want to dictate as to what healthcare workers must do. And by the way, we strongly condemn this incident that has happened there. So as and when they were exchanging exchanging words or what, not necessarily like exchanging, but as they were, the doctor was busy explaining how he needs to operate and the other person was, so the other guy ended up assaulting the doctor. Something which angered the doctors, and not only the doctors, also us as the department. Mm. As I said, we actually seriously condemn this thing, because no matter how frustrated people might be in the facility, they've got absolutely no right to abuse either physical or emotionally any of the healthcare workers. If anything, people can then take up their frustrations through the protocol, such as complaining to authorities, the facilities, or taking up through that protocol. But we were happy to know that particular person was then ultimately arrested and appeared in court where he applied for bail yesterday. So we want to call upon community members to say you cannot want to create a space that feels unsafe for healthcare workers who are supposed to be assisting communities. If you go there and you are frustrated for whatever reason, you would need to escalate those instead of either physically or verbally abusing the people who are trying to assist. Because you see, the outcome of this is that yesterday we had to deal with an issue where doctors at the hospital had to actually stand in solidarity with that doctor to say, we're not going to see anybody outside. Anybody who walks into the facility, we're not going to treat them because we've not felt safe. We'll only deal with those who are in Saskatchewan, those who are in the wards and admitted. And though that is not the right way of going about, but it actually expresses the frustrations that they have to say. People that were trying to assist them, when they turn around and beat us or do whatever it is that they think is right, it cannot be right, because while doctors are there to assist people, they also deserve a right, deserve a space and a right to work in an environment where they will feel safe.
Yeah, okay. So as you said, that the person that assaulted the doctor appeared in court yesterday. Did that person also, with the department, lay any complaint against the doctor?
So far, not. We do not know of that particular complaint, because I think from now henceforth, we expect that, because these things happened, this chain of happenings happened like in a fast manner. We have not received a complaint from the Iceland, and I'm certain that probably some of these things could be ventilated in the case, or maybe later on it could come and lay a case. That's why we're saying we encourage people, because the safety of healthcare professionals, more than the security personnel who are there in the facility, by the way, in almost every ward and strategic point in the facility, the safety of the personnel is also a responsibility of, it's also the responsibility of us as community members, because these people are there to serve us. Imagine a situation where you beat a doctor now because you're aggrieved because your friend is not being treated the way in which, and then doctors decide that they are not going to take anybody. And at that moment, your mother collapsed at home and she needs emergency care. And when she gets in the facility, they say doctors are not working because they're angry because you beat a doctor, and then she dies at the gate. Who are you going to blame? So I think the set of healthcare workers, it's also in the hands of the security personnel that were posted, then all security measures that were put in place. But greatly, that should also be the responsibility of us as community members who are receiving care there. And if it's anything that we need to do, is to stay away from this kind of behaviors and activities.
And as you said, then the doctors yesterday were standing in solidarity with their colleagues. So I understand that they said they wouldn't treat anyone. How was that matter resolved?
Look, we actually had to engage with the doctors in the hospital to find common ground, because we cannot trivialize their concerns. You know, when a person has been assaulted, it could have been worse. You know, what if the guy would be there at the weapon and produce the weapon and shot the doctor and killed him? That could have been the worst case. And so we cannot trivialize their concerns. We had to listen to what they are saying and understand it, and actually reassured it from our part to say we'll do our best to ensure that we guarantee their safety. And part of what we have done is that we have engaged our security and risk unit to reassess the manner in which they're doing their work in the facility, the posting of guards and all that kind of thing. Because where it happened, we had expected that there would have been a security personnel at that time, and that also forms part of what is being looked at by our security unit to say, in the casualty unit or in the ward, there's supposed to be a guard at any point that is posted there to look at this kind of issues, so that if there are tensions that seem to be simmering, they could be able to diffuse them before they get anywhere. But these are some of the things that we had to actually engage with them. And we are grateful that at the time they were able to understand and agreed to go back to work, to open for those who are outside to come into the facility and get assisted.
All right. Now, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Evening, Gamora. Thank you very much for having us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.